Active listening and body language. Another important factor in being aware of your interactions with others is being able to listen and to truly hear others. Employing the techniques of active listening can help, but these are not simply tricks. In order to be effective with others, you must be truly interested in their point of view. Here are some important suggestions for how to listen more actively. Use minimal encouragers. Encouragers are short words or phrases that indicate to a speaker that you are paying attention to what they are saying and encouraging them to continue. These are words, phrases, and sounds such as yes, go on, so what happened next, etc. Repeat key phrases. This is another way to encourage the speaker to continue and to make them feel heard. Here is an example. The speaker says, "Yesterday I went to the store to buy a loaf of bread." The listener can combine a repetition of a key phrase with an encourager. A loaf of bread. Okay, go on. Paraphrase and summarize the speaker's key points. So what I'm hearing you say is, offer empathy when appropriate. That must have been really tough, or I can see why you would be angry. Stay in the moment and listen fully. It might be tempting to interrupt because you've anticipated what else the other person is going to say. But regardless of your level of certitude, it's often just as important for the other person to articulate their thought. This is one reason why interruptions can be so frustrating, because through speaking, we often find our own way of understanding a situation. Listening fully also involves taking note of volume and tone of voice and pace of speech. These indicate the emotional state of the speaker. Higher volume, tone, and pace indicate an arousal emotion, enthusiasm perhaps, but also anger, frustration, or anxiety. Context matters. Probe with open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are the opposite of close-ended questions, which can be answered in a single word or a few words. For example, were you able to log in? Close-ended question with a yes or no answer. Versus, when you entered your username and password and hit enter, what did the screen show? Open-ended question with a more involved answer. In addition to being aware of a person's speech, you also need to be aware of both their body language and your own. Typically, when there is a discrepancy between the words that are said and a person's tone and body language, the latter will more accurately reflect the circumstances. Here are some things to consider regarding a person's body language. Eye contact. People who make greater eye contact will tend to appear more trustworthy. However, too much eye contact can come across as aggressive. Strive to make eye contact in your conversations around 60% of the time. Posture. When a person is being attentive, they will sit up straight while leaning slightly forward. Less engaged people will tend to slouch and lean away from a speaker. Facial expressions. It is said that a smile can be contagious. In fact, most facial expressions can evoke a similar response in another person. If you frown, another person might also feel tempted to frown. This is called mirroring. You can use mirroring to help establish a rapport with another person. By mirroring the other person's own positive expressions, you hasten the connection process with that person. Conversely, you can also create a positive frame to an interaction by smiling yourself and avoiding expressions of negativity. One powerful aspect of active listening is the use of nonverbal encouragers. Nodding your head or using a facial expression to communicate empathy are two examples. For example, if someone was telling you a story about a big mistake they had made, a face palm on your part can not only communicate that you are paying attention, but that you are emotionally engaged as well.